I'm back. Alex here, founder and CEO of Brand High and Hyman Studio, and I am so excited to announce the re-release of our podcast with this mini series called Building Brand High. Brand High is a new company that we started for the education side of our business. So Hyman Studio is our branding agency. That's our bread and butter. That is where we started. And then we created Brand High to be the educational sector of that company. Brand High was built on a dream. And that dream is to give the power to every single brand founder to grow their brand in a way that is unique to them. There are so many people out there who have different trainings and whatever. And so many of those have one set curriculum. And that was just something that wasn't cutting it for us anymore. Because every single brand needs to be treated differently because it is different. I remember back in high school, I will literally never forget this. I had this amazing, I think he was a history teacher. I honestly don't remember anything about the history, but I remember one day he told us, if two people walk into a hospital and one person has a headache and the other person has a broken leg, you can't give both of them Tylenol and expect them to gain health, right? Because they're both different. And that, to me, is what brands are. Every single brand is different, and every single brand needs to move differently in order to reach what success means to them. And success is different for every single person and every single brand. So I think it's really important as you're growing your business and you're learning about branding and you're creating awareness of your brand and you're growing your brand to understand that it's different than every single other person. And you can't just take things from other successful founders and use them in your own business and your own brand and think that you're going to get the same output as that other person, because unfortunately you're not. You really have to think about what works for your brand and your audience and who your audience even is. And branding too, it's not just your logo, it's not just your color palette or your type suite or whatever. It's so many things. It's your personal development. It's the way you communicate. It's the experience your brand offers to your customers or to people who come in contact with your brand or your clients. It's your brand culture, you know, how you treat your employees, how you hire, how you nurture the community within your business. So I think that that's like one of the most important parts of why we're creating Brand High, because your brand is your everything. It's how you connect with your audience. And treating every single business owner the same when it comes to connecting with their audience isn't fair. And so that's the dream of Brand High. It's to create this container for us to continue to share relevant content, because everything's moving at such a fast pace, for every single user who comes in contact with Brand High to have a unique experience and to get customized information regarding their own brand. So Brand High is starting with the brand map, which I'll probably share more about in another episode, and the class and template library, but we have so many more plans beyond that. I mean, the goal is really for each user to use their own data to move them into taking action steps. So instead of looking to everybody else, you look within. And that is so exciting for me and the team to create something like that that doesn't exist out there. So in the future, after Brand High launches version 1.0, you're going to see some really exciting things come that have to do with your own data, like the brand tracker and the brand planner and so many things that are going to allow you to have clarity in what success is to your brand specifically. Now that you kind of understand what Brand High is, I want to get into the process. And let me tell you, it has been a shit show. So originally when we started Brand High, we really thought we were going to be able to develop this in-house. You know, we have an in-house developer who's amazing at Shopify, and we thought let's put this behind a Shopify backend, basically, where people can sign up for a membership and they'll get access to classes. And this is kind of before we concepted the true dream of Brand High and what it has turned into. We basically came to the realization that this is no longer capable of being done in Shopify, because this is a piece of software. And in order to bring our vision to life, we need to create our own piece of software and enter the tech space. And so that's what we did. We researched different developers. We got an amazing recommendation from somebody, and we decided to go all in. And this is, you know, creating a piece of software is not easy. And I had no idea what I was getting myself into, but I knew that I had a dream and I knew that I had a vision. We knew what we wanted. We still know what we want, right? And I think that's the hardest part for me. I mean, it's the most beautiful, but it's the hardest, because you're taking your vision and you're handing it off to somebody else to execute alongside you. So I don't have full control of what's happening with Brand High. And this lesson of releasing the control and releasing the grip that I have on my creativity and my ideas has been challenging and painful and hard. It's been really hard. You know, it's been over a year since we have started this process of building Brand High. We started concepting the whole idea at the end of 2021. It's now obviously 2023. We have been in the development phase for quite some time now, and it's been a huge struggle, I'm not gonna lie. You know, this past year in 2022, I basically worked every single weekend, besides when I like went on vacations and stuff like that. I basically worked every single week. I was working my ass off. You know, the whole team worked their ass off in Q4 of 2022 to get things ready for what we thought was gonna be a launch. And as you probably know, Brand High hasn't quite launched yet, like the full platform. And it's been, again, it's just been really hard. It's been a bit traumatizing, to be honest with you. I mean, it's my baby. You know, High Moon Studios, baby number one, Brand High's baby number two. So to have something that, and I know you guys all want it, right? We've been talking about it for over a year. Financially, it's been tough, you know, just everything has been tough. Everything has just been excruciatingly hard. And that's what this mini series is all about. I'm going to share everything with you, because I think it's really important to know that when it comes to something this innovative and big, and maybe you don't think it's innovative and big, but it is for me, it's not an easy ride. And I think when you go into things, you expect it to be easy and you expect everything to go smoothly, but that's just not the case, at least for us. And we're learning, I'm learning. But that's what I'm going to share with you, because I want you to see what it's really like to do something like this and how much heart and soul and tears we have put into this project. I mean, lots of tears, lots of therapy, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. Obviously, I wish that it would have gone smoother, but it is going to be fucking amazing when it launches, and we're going to be so proud of it, and it's going to change the world when it comes to the branding space, and that makes it all worth it. If you're somebody who has a big dream, just know that it's not going to be easy. You're going to be thrown on the fucking ground so many times. And if you don't love it enough, you won't get back up. So when you do something, let your vision and your heart drive you. The empowerment of like owning your own business and building your own brand, doing something, you know, creating something that's bigger than yourself, and for me to help you do that, that's goals, goals. It warms my heart, you know? And I think it's been really, really hard for me throughout this process of building Brand High to understand that not everybody has the best intentions. And it just sucks. It sucks to think that, you know, and this is something I've learned over the past 4 years of owning Heimlin Studio as well. Like, people do some shady shit for money. And I think you really need to dig deeper if you're a business owner and think, how can I actually help people? And let that drive you versus the money that you're going to make. Because let me tell you, this past year financially for us has been really hard. Obviously, you know, with Brand High not launching, the whole platform not launching, it has been a fucking struggle. I mean, we originally were going to launch it in August, then November, literally on our launch date, November 11th, which, by the way, I have tattooed on me. So it wasn't just some random ass date. The morning of, we found out that we were being lied to and that we couldn't launch. Literally, like, when we were supposed to launch it. And it was devastating. I felt like, this can't be real. This can't be real. Like, you can't make this up. We were devastated. Not only because our dreams were basically crushed, but because of all of you guys, because all of the people who support us and who were so excited to use Brand High, their dreams were crushed too. And so I don't only feel the devastation of, I'm gonna cry. I did not plan on crying in this. But when these things happen, and when that happened, when we didn't launch and we found out literally the day of, like, I didn't only feel the devastation of myself and my team, but I felt the devastation for every single person who was excited for it to launch. But you gotta, like, feel it, pick yourself back up and be like, fuck, it's not happening. This is reality. And what are we gonna do to move forward? And that's just really what we've been doing. How can we move forward? How can we make this better than what it was going to be? In lieu of the Brand High platform not launching on November 11th, and now it's January, and, you know, a few months later, still is not launched. Hashtag devastation. We wanted to do something because I can't go another fucking minute without helping and offering some sort of education. So what we decided was to offer another live training, and we're calling it Brand High Live, and it's going to be amazing and incredible and a great way to start the year off. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to take the 11 different categories that we feature in Brand High. Everything from personal development to your website, to social, to communication, to brand culture, to brand operations, brand strategy, all of the things. And we're going to teach on each of those 11 categories over an 11-week period. We have an amazing new interactive community feature, which is through a Geneva Home, where you can chat with us, get feedback. It's just so much better than a Facebook group. Facebook groups are so, like, fucking 2018. And the training is going to be hosted in there. We're going to have every single week a live training in each of the different categories where you can hop on via Zoom with me and chat about each different category. I'm going to have some things that I want to teach you, but I'm also going to leave a lot of space for personal questions. So if you have something specific, say in the visual identity class, if you want feedback on your branding or what have you, I'm going to be able to sit and answer it live. And I'm going to be able to teach through my own perspective. It's something that's going to be recorded and uploaded into our community center every single time after each training. And we're going to have homework and just some really fun interactive pieces. So we're kicking off 2023 with Brand High Live, where we go into each different category, really dissect your brand into these 11 different parts and nurture each part for a full week. So we have a live training. We're going to have really cool interactive aspects, homework, etc. Really build a community as well with the other members so that you get the support that you truly need going into the new year. And when all of these 11 different parts get nurtured, we'll then bring them together at the end. And you'll see how much stronger your brand truly is, how much better you can connect with your target audience because you're more clear on all these 11 different categories of your brand, right? All the 11 different parts of what a brand truly is to us. We're super excited. I can't wait to hang out with you guys live every single week for the next 11 weeks. And I really hope that you join. If you're interested in joining this live series, just know you also get a full year membership to Brand High, the actual platform, when we launch, of course. So if you're on the wait list, now's the time to join Brand High Live because this Friday is the last day we're enrolling for Brand High Live. So if you're on the wait list for a Brand High membership, you're going to get put back on the wait list. This is the only time we're offering a membership to the public until we decide to do a public launch with Brand High, which we're actually going to do a private launch first. So the public launch isn't going to happen for months, probably six-ish months. So if you're interested, join us. I'm going to put the link to the training in the description of this podcast. Highly recommend it. It's you basically get the training for free because you're paying for the year of Brand High member, like a year membership to Brand High. So you're basically getting the training for free. I am ready to go there with you. I miss you guys. Acceptance is something that I've found has been huge throughout this process, is just like learning to accept, which as somebody who has really, you know, I've always prided myself in doing what I need to do and working really hard to get what I want, right? I am a person who will go after what I want and I will fucking get it. So when you pass your dream off to somebody else and they don't take it that seriously, sucks. Really fucking sucks. But I have to accept this is reality. And what are we going to do to move forward? So that's what we're doing. And I'm really fucking excited to share more about what this process has been like and like truly pull back the curtain and show you how difficult it is, but also how rewarding it is. And to all of you out there who have a dream, you better fucking love it. That's all I'm gonna tell you. Fall in love with your dream, fall in love with your vision, because that is what is going to drive you. And that is what drives me when it comes to Brand High. I can't wait to share more. Whew, it's gonna get deep, y'all. It's gonna get deep. It's gonna get so deep. Thank you so much for listening to Brand High Podcast. Can't wait to continue this conversation in future episodes. And I hope you're enjoying the mini series Building Brand High. See you next week, guys.